2 Kings chapter 20 and verses 14 to 18, and Isaiah 39 verses 3 to 7. Isaiah speaks up. Now we know that Hezekiah has had these letters and these envoys from Merodach-Baladan, son of Baladan, king of Babylon, and he's received a gift from this Babylonian empire. And Hezekiah, because he'd been ill, received these gifts and this flattering letter and so on, and he was swayed by it, and he opened up his possessions, he opened up his palace, he opened up the temple, he received the messengers, he showed them all that was in his storehouses. There was nothing in his palace or in all his kingdom that Hezekiah did not show them. He had withstood the threatening letter of Sennacherib, king of Assyria, but Baladan, king of Babylon, with his flattery, had got under the skin of Hezekiah and reached him. Now what? Verse 14. I'm working on 2 Kings chapter 20. 2 Kings 20 verse 14. Then Isaiah the prophet went to King Hezekiah and asked, "What are you doing today? What meals have you got lined up? What engagement?" Not at all. What did those men say? And where did they come from? Now stand back a minute, my friend. Stand back. Here is a prophet speaking to an eastern king. We might say an eastern king. Hezekiah has immense power. And yet Isaiah the prophet has the courage, the boldness, the grit to come before this king and confront him. Now we know Isaiah. We know the wonderful, flowing, sweet prophecies. The Lord has laid on him, Christ, the iniquity of us all. We know the great and glorious Isaiah 40. We know the prophecies about Christ. But my friend, what about this private confrontation of Hezekiah the king? Look at the questions. What did those men say? Look at the very fact of the questions. He's asking, he's demanding, where did they come from? Learn again. There is nothing secret here. Hezekiah has done this behind closed doors, you might say. But God knows, and therefore his prophet knows. And his prophet does something about it. He takes the initiative. He doesn't wait to be summoned. He goes to Hezekiah, and he asks, and he demands an answer. Here is no bland statement. Here is no platitude. He's not giving out a series of bland statements and meaningless platitudes. Not at all. He's probing, confronting with these questions. Hezekiah says, "From a distant land they came, from Babylon." The prophet asked, "What did they see in your palace?" "Oh, they saw everything," said Hezekiah. "There's nothing that I didn't show them. All my treasures." "No, no, no." Then Isaiah said to Hezekiah, "Hear the word of the Lord." Oh, my friend, what impression are you getting here? What impression am I conveying by what I'm trying to say and the way I'm trying to say it? What do you learn from Scripture here? Look at this man. This is what real prophet's work is. And the equivalent in our day, the nearest equivalent, would be the preaching of the gospel. Now, I don't know about you, but I get bland platitudes. I get sentimental statements. I get boring lectures, maybe technically correct in many ways, disquisitions, but don't move, they don't probe, they don't question, they don't confront, they don't challenge. But look at this man, look how blunt he is, look how open he is. Hear the word of the Lord. It's not my word. The time will surely come when everything in your palace and all that your fathers have stored up until this day will be carried off to Babylon. Nothing will be left, says the Lord. And some of your own descendants, your own flesh and blood, that will be born to you will be taken away, and they will become eunuchs in the palace of the king of Babylon." What a preacher! May God raise up preachers like this today. Confrontational preachers. Not just giving us the pleasant bits. Yes, they're there to comfort us. Yes, they're there to encourage us as believers. But they're there to reprove us and rebuke us and correct us and train us and instruct us. 2 Timothy 3. Acts 20. "I have kept back nothing," said Paul. "Nothing that was profitable to you. I warned you. I pleaded with you, night and day with tears, in public and in private, from house to house, and in public, of course." What authority! This man is prepared to take a risk to preach and teach and prophesy. We need preachers of that stamp, my friend. Look, God knows. God sees. And therefore he sends his prophet. I see a tremendous word here for us today. Unbelievers need to hear these preachers. Bland, sentimentally issued platitudes, sugary stuff, that's not going to bring sinners to conviction of sin and to conversion to Christ. May God raise up men who know how to preach and are prepared to do it. Questions, probing, challenging, blunt, clear, direct. Yes, of course, the comfort of the gospel. But we can't have the comfort before we got the conviction and the conversion. This is what we need today, and believers need it. We need to hear the gospel preached in this way. Let's be done with all this insipidness. You know that nations get the rulers it deserves. That's the old saying. Well, I believe churches get the preachers they deserve. We need men of Isaiah's stamp, of Nathan's stamp. Thou art the man. These are the men. Paul was like it. Christ was like it. Confrontational preachers, using you all the time, questioning, probing, challenging. That's what we need today. What are the churches about, I ask? What are the preachers about? What do they think they're doing in the pulpit? What is their purpose? And in private too. What do we want, brother and sister? What do we need? What do we get? I stand here reading this passage, and I look at it, and it reads me. I attempt to be a preacher, and I want to be of this ilk and this stamp. I want to be an Isaiah. I want to be a Paul. I want to be a Christ as a preacher. I want to be a Nathan. I want to be a Moses. Ezekiel, Jeremiah, all of them were at it. God, raise up such preachers today. May we live to see it. Blessed be God that he sent Isaiah to Hezekiah. Isaiah speaks up. Preachers, speak up. Saints of the Lord, demand preachers that speak up. Unbeliever, attend a preacher that speaks up. And hear the word of the Lord and act upon it. Believe the warnings. Believe the promises. Trust Christ now. May God bless this discourse. May he raise up such men as this in our generation. And what might happen? Who can tell if we should see such a generation of preachers sent out into the world? Everyone who is of this ilk, may God bless him wherever he is today in the world, for Christ's sake. Amen.